Two words. Epic
Games.
If you don't know, Epic Games are the creators of Fortnite. Wowzers. But they are also the owners of Rocket League, a game that had so much potential and still does if Epic Games would do something with it. Basically, the whole point of this video that I'm going to be telling you about is how Epic Games has ruined pretty much every single game that they've owned, and how they're just ruining the gaming industry as a whole. If you do end up agreeing with me, please leave a like and subscribe. That'd be much appreciated. It lets me know if you all like videos like this where I just diss on people, because I like it too. What a redirect. I'm just insane. All right, we are going to queue. Oh, they have football. Nope, could care less. All right, there's one thing that I'm going to get to is, well, actually, we're going to start from the top. All right, so first off, we're going to start with Epic Games. You know, just like Epic Games being on the rise, okay? So basically, skip forward just a little bit, and Epic Games makes a game called Fortnite, all right? And originally, Fortnite was made to be a zombie game, because at the time, it seemed like all zombie games were trending, and everyone loved zombie games. However, they were on this trend a little too late, and by the time they had finished their game, they realized, wait, nobody really likes zombie games anymore. So what do they do? Can I please just find a game? It can't be this hard. All right, so Epic Games decides to, you know, like, they're kind of like, oh, frick, what do we do? And they decide to make this, this game mode that no one had really heard of, except for apparently PUBG had just, like, come out with it, called Battle Royale. And, oh, guys, by the way, I'm going to be on autopilot talking, so if I do something super dumb or my gameplay looks like I'm plat, that is why. I promise I'm not plat. So Epic Games is like, yo, we should do that. We should make a Battle Royale. We should see if that works, because it's going to be better than our zombie idea. Alright, so basically they make Battle Royale. Alright, and I don't really know exactly what happened during this time period. Okay, never mind. Maybe I should just autopilot every single game. Oh, he's gone. Okay, maybe I should just, like, autopilot every game I play and see what happens. We should definitely run comp and just autopilot. Alright, so then a little later on, you know, we're like, Fortnite doesn't really stop on the trends, okay? They keep going higher. Like, Fortnite becomes one of the most popular and known games of all time. However, for some reason, it stays alive. And I think the reason mainly is just because of how many collabs and, like, how many desperate decisions Epic Games made to stay on that trend, I'm gonna be honest with you. Also, they're still doing that, and I'll explain why here in a minute. And then, basically, let's just say they are a part of another game called Fall Guys. And when Fall Guys comes out, it, once again, is amazingly trending. Like, it was one of the most, it broke the record for most popular, or most downloaded PlayStation Plus game of all time. Like, I'm pretty sure it still has that as well. So basically, if you don't know this, when Epic Games buys a game, because that tends to be what they do now, I mean, sometimes they create games, but mainly they just buy them, so they don't really have to spend any time creating it. I mean, they do updates, but all the updates suck. Anyway, point is, Epic Games likes to put in the least amount of effort for the most profitable things. Also, to throw this in too, once Fall Guys got to Season 2, it completely died. Like, for some weird reason, like, everybody stopped playing it, and it was unheard of, like, forever. Nobody plays it anymore. Alright, so basically, Fall Guys dies pretty fast, and unfortunately that sucked because I really liked the game and its potential, but once it fell off, Epic Games didn't really try to revive it. They still haven't, really. Besides releasing the game, I don't even know if Epic Games is really in charge of this at the moment, but Fall Guys is now on Android, not even on iPhone, and I mean, that era kind of already passed when Stumble Guys came out and all that stuff. So anyway, point is, Fall Guys died, Epic Games was like, eh, we still have Fortnite, because Fortnite is very popular, and da-da-da-da-da. Ain't no way. What? Bro, this game is rigged. This game is rigged. This game is actually rigged. Never mind. I love this game. Alright, so, all I was saying is that basically Epic Games, every game that they're a part of, there's an item shop, a currency that you can pay for slash possibly earn, a battle pass, and a season system, okay? Those are about the things that Epic Games has in about every game. And it seemed like everybody wanted to buy the stuff. Like, everybody wanted cosmetics and the stuff that you have to buy for rather than earn and play for. Skip a little bit ahead and let's say Rocket League, okay? Let's mention Rocket League here. Rocket League is made by Psyonix, still owned by Psyonix, but Epic Games technically is the Psyonix is like the co-owner, the creator. Epic Games is like the main owner, so they can tell Psyonix what to do and stuff like that. Alright, Psyonix, when they made Rocket League, it was trending too. It was becoming quite popular, actually. However, not as popular as Fortnite. And at the moment, Epic Games, you know, was probably the most popular gaming company at the moment because it seemed like every game they were a part of was going crazy. Now, Psyonix takes that into note. They're like, hey, wait a minute. It seems like every game being made by Epic Games is going insane. Like, did you see what just happened with Fall Guys and their, like, amazing rise? This was before Fall Guys, like, fully went down. So it was kind of, like, after Season 1. I can't remember the full time frame. But Psyonix is like, yo, I can't remember exactly what happened. Anyway, point is, Epic Games and Psyonix started talking. Like, yeah, they liked each other. You know, they started texting with each other every day, and they were like, hey, what are you doing? Epic Games takes full control of Rocket League, because I'm guessing, I don't know how much money, but I'm guessing Psyonix got offered a crap ton of money for Epic Games to own their game. And Psyonix is like, hey, it's a win-win. We get a whole lot of money, and we get a whole lot of, like, you know, profit, players, all that. There was almost no reason Psyonix should have said no to that idea. So in their minds, they were like, bro, this is the best thing we've ever done. Our game's gonna be insane, or da-da-da-da. However, it doesn't turn out to be that case. Okay, unlike Fall Guys, Rocket League does maintain their player base for Season 2, you know, Season 3 as well. Season 4, and then I think Season 5 was where it started to fall off a little bit. People are like, this game's getting repetitive, and I'm not good at it, therefore I don't want to play it. And that still kind of is the case. New players who play Rocket League, which we don't get a lot of new players anymore, I would assume, but I'd say it seems like most people who either return to the game or try to play it again, once they realize they're not very good at the game, they just quit. And there's also not, like, any new content in the game, so it's unlike Fortnite, where Fortnite changes up, like, they can actually change up the gameplay of their game and still have the general idea, but Rocket League isn't really the case. And basically, I want to point out now, Psyonix has, like, no control of the game, okay? They are trying to bring updates, they are trying to do their best, but Epic Games is their boss now, and it was the worst idea of all time to let them become their boss. But I don't blame them, they didn't know, but, like, now you know. We had 2 million players online consistently, and now we're probably down to under 100,000, maybe even less than that. Epic Games starts to do the same thing they did with Fortnite, to where they start to do a lot of collabs, okay? There for like a season or two, Epic Games literally just, it seemed like they were just focusing on money and profit, which is what they're doing with every game they have anyway. I mean, maybe they're focusing a little more on putting updates into Fortnite, but they could care less about every single other game they own. So basically, it just gets even worse. We're losing more players, like no actual gameplay updates. The only actual updates we're getting is a new Rocket Pass, new theme, and a semi-new map, which in Rocket League, maps don't really affect anything because they're all the same. So flash forward till about now, and like the few seasons ago, basically here's what we have. Same old Rocket League, still losing more play, like we're starting to lose like big content creators that have been playing this game ever since it came out and making content on it are now quitting. They're like, I'm done with this game. I would rather not put effort in it to make videos because one, there's nothing to even make videos on anymore because everyone's already seen everything this game has to offer. And like, I understand that, like a lot. That's why you only really see videos anymore for Rocket League that are like gameplay videos, pros, or like, there's no challenge videos, or, there's no new ideas. Everyone's already done it. Which does become a problem once it goes to the content era, because Like you might see, Minecraft, Fortnite, games like that, they tend to have, like, challenge stuff, like, they tend to have video ideas always changing. Rocket League, however, reached the end of their road with the video ideas, and there's just, like, not much to post anymore. That's why you'll see that I don't post barely any Rocket League content unless it's a montage or a gameplay video. That's literally all I can do. Now, Psyonix was obviously like, hey, we gotta do something about this. Epic Games was like, eh, just throw another collab like the Snoop Dogg Cadillac that, by the way, came out a few weeks ago. Like, who wants to buy a Snoop Dogg Cadillac for $20? That all of these, like, collabs and stuff that they're releasing to buy are insanely expensive. Like, okay, explain to me what just happened there. Please, someone explain to me what just happened there. Someone explain to me what the heck just happened. First person to explain to me why I phased through that ball in the comments, I will pin. But anyway, that brings us to now, where all it is a money slander, okay? They are literally just doing collab after collab after collab, and it's not even, some of them aren't even bad collabs, they're just too expensive, to the point where no one cares. Dude, if you saw the Godzilla Kong Gold Explosion that came out like a week or two ago, that thing was $20 alone. I'm not paying $20 for a Gold Explosion. Much less normal items now, like normal black markets are $20, dude. Like, that I'm just not paying that much money for that. Really, Epic Games is just saying, we're done with this game. We could care less. Yes. 0 second goal. Yes, sir. Alright, we gotta win this game. We gotta win this game. Walk in. Alright, we got this, guys. Kick off to the right. Yep. Okay, it's gonna hit. He's probably gonna go for the shot. No, he went for boost, so I'm just gonna hit it to the wall. I'm gonna try to take control here. Oh yeah, he's just not even going for it. And that's in the net. Alright. So yeah, point is, Epic Games has ruined this game, and there's almost no way coming back. Oh yeah, that too. Last thing, they have tried to do new game modes. I understand that. Okay, they're trying to do... Except nobody... No... To summarize, nobody cares. Like, I see that they're trying. Well, sorry, Psyonix is trying. But there's almost no way. If you think Rocket League can return or have any ideas, let me know in the comments. If you think it's cooked, also let me know in the comments. Thank you all for watching, and I will see you on the next one. Goodbye.